sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all Your many blessings. We thank You for another day that You have made and another day that You have blessed us to be able to see. If it had not been for You on our sides as we rested last night, as we slumbered last night, we might not be here this day. We might not have been able to rise in our right minds. We might not have been able to rise with a reasonable portion of health and strength. As a matter of fact, God, we would not be here today if it had not been for You on our sides. We thank You for grace. We thank You for favor. We thank You for Your unmerited mercy, God, that You bestow upon us each and every day. Your mercies, God, they are new every single morning, Lord, because Your faithfulness is great. You are a faithful God. You are a God of consistency. You are a God of faithfulness. You are a God of mercy, a God of justice. God, and we want to say thank You for this day, a brand new day that You have made, a brand new day that You have blessed us to be able to see, a brand new day, God, that we can bask in your glory, and we want to say thank you, God, and we want you to sweep over our souls for the last 2 days on my prayers, Lord. I've asked for your spirit, God. I've asked for your anointing, because your anointing is what destroys the yoke. Your presence, Lord, is what fills us with joy, God. Your presence, God, is everything that we need in war, in a dying world, in a dark and depressing world, in a world that does not want us, a world that does not desire for us to be here, a world that does not desire to hear the good news of Jesus, Lord. We are lonely pilgrims, Lord, marching through perilous lands, Lord, but with you on our side, God, we are more than victorious. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loves us. And so we thank you, God, and we ask that you sweep over our souls as we present ourselves before you this morning as a living sacrifice. Lord, make us holy. Make us acceptable, God, unto you. That is the least that we can do, to give ourselves, to offer ourselves to you, to give ourselves away to you, to submit ourselves to your will and to submit ourselves to your way, to say yes to your will, God, and submit to your authority, God. We say yes even now, God. Come no more and have your way in our hearts, and come no more and have your way in our souls, and sweep over us, Lord. Sweep over us, Holy Spirit, and shine your bright and shiny light in us. So, God, to uproot everything that's unlike you, to reveal those things that are hidden, God, and those things that are unseen, to show yourself mighty, to show yourself strong, to show yourself, oh, God, on our behalf, God, to make us right and make us meet for the Master's hand. Shine your light even now, Lord, and pick out everything that's unlike you. Uproot it, God, and cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast out any spirit that's unlike you. Cast out any thought that's unlike you. Cast out any way that's unlike you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because I submit to you, Lord, this morning. For where I am weak, God, you are made stronger in my life. So in my thoughts, God, I submit to you, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In my ways, God, in my actions, Lord, I submit to you, Lord, today. Oh, God, because I want you to rise up strong on my behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In those things that I think that I'm good at, Lord, I submit myself to you. I yield to your will, God, and I yield to your way, Lord, because I want you to rise up strong in me and reign in me in the mighty name of Jesus. Shine your light, God, in me. Oh, God, take out arrogance. Oh, God, arrogance, Lord. Take out a spirit of haughtiness, Lord. Take out a spirit of unforgiveness, Lord. Everything that's unlike you, God, take it out of me now. In the name of Jesus, take out the spirit of lustfulness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, the lack of compassion, Lord. Take it out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, take out everything that's unlike you, God. Take out the spirit of selfishness, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of laziness, Lord. Take it out. Shine your light, God. Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, and reveal everything that's unlike you, so that we may present ourselves to our God, our King, so that we might present ourselves to the one who saved us and set us free, that we may present ourselves acceptable and holy, God, before an awesome and a mighty God. That is the least that we can do, is to give you our best. And so we submit to your inspection right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's the word that I wanted to say. We submit to your inspecting spirit right now. Go over us right now, Lord, as a fine-tooth comb, Holy Spirit. Go through us and go around us and go all about us to inspect us, to make sure that our sacrifice, to make sure that our praise, and make sure that what we give unto our God is acceptable and holy. So wash us. Even now, Lord, as you find things that are unlike you, hallelujah, wash us and purge us right now. Purge us with hyssop, creating us a clean heart. Hallelujah. And renew a right spirit within us. Lord, wash us even now, God. Make us whole. Make us right before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all sins. We confess right now, God, for you're faithful and just to forgive us. You're faithful and just to cleanse us. And you're faithful and just to wash us clean from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Make us meet for the Master, that we may go and teach all nations, that we may be a difference, oh God, to a dark and dying world, that we may let our light shine, that they may see our good works, but bring the glory and honor and praise. Shine your light in us even now, God. Inspect us even now, God, that our fruit may be good, that you may not cast out our fruit, Lord, and that our fruit might remain, God, and be acceptable in, Lord. We want to present, God, a fruit for you, God. We want to yield results, Lord, in everything that we do. We want our fruit to remain. We want to yield to you, God. But come to more even now, God, and have your ways in the name of Jesus and sweep over our souls. We're complete, oh God, as we sit before your feet and we sit before you right now in humble submission to you, God. Not our wills, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah. We submit to you and we say yes to your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us when we have not been willing to forgive, Lord. Cast that spirit out of us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, oh God, is unlike you. That's not the spirit of God. That is the spirit of the Antichrist, Lord. And we don't want to reflect the devil on any way, in any matter, or any situation, Lord. Oh God, forgive us when we have not forgiven, God. Put a spirit of forgiveness in us, Lord. Oh God, to lay aside weights and sins, to lay aside differences and issues, to lay aside those things, God, that are unlike you, God, that cause division between the brotherhood. In the name of Jesus, make us one even now, God. Bind us together and make us unified, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to remove grudges, to let them bow, God, to lay aside those weights and those sins, Lord, because they're there to beset us. They're there to cause discord between us, to cause to afflict us and afflict us, God, in the name of Jesus. But we are better together, God, in everything that we do, Lord. We are better together, God. Oh, God, we're stronger together. You said one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can set 10,000 to flight. Oh, God, we can do even better. We can do even greater. Oh, God, with you on our side. So bind us together right now, God, and put a spirit of compassion and a spirit of love, oh, God, and let it dwell in the lives of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a spirit of love, let love abide even now. Let love abide in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let your spirit of love fill us, God, with all goodness and all love and all joy and all mercy. Let your spirit, God, abide within us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, lean on us and let your spirit and let your anointing fall afresh on us even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you, God, to fill our cups, Lord, that we can't handle no more. We need you, God, from the very crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. Sweep over our souls and let your glory be revealed in us right now, God, and all day long, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our cups, Lord, that we can't handle anymore. Fill our cups now, God, until we want no more. Fill our cups now, because all of you, God, is what we want and none of us. So cast the devil out of our minds even now, Lord. Oh, God, who brings about the spirit of fear? But that's not of you. That's not of your spirit. But you've given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. Thank you for power, Lord, today. Power to walk right. Thank you for power, Lord. Power to talk right. God, I thank you for power. Power to live right. God's power to speak right. God's power, oh God, over the enemy right now, God, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were. God, I declare healing, God. I declare renewal, refreshing, God. I bind the spirit of lack, God, in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, God, we have the authority to speak the words of power into the lives of the people of God. I speak life right now. I speak strength. He's given us the power of love. Thank you for love. Love overcomes a multitude of sin. Thank you, God, for your love that overcame my sin. Thank you for your love that washed me clean. Thank you for your love that gave me a second chance. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. For when I was deep in sin, you loved me so much that you gave your life so that I might be free and so that nothing will be able to separate me from your love. Thank you, God. Your love never fails. Hallelujah. Your love never gives up. Glory to your name. Your love never runs out on me. God, no, it doesn't. It never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out of me. You keep on loving me each and every day, God, that you bless me to be able to see. You keep on loving me. And even when I'm gone, even when I'm sleeping in my grave, God, you still love me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that your love never fails. Keep on loving me, God. Keep on cherishing me, God. Keep on allowing me to be the apple of your eye. I love you, Lord, today. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I long, oh, God, to be everything that you desire for me to be. Keep on loving me, God, because I want to please you. Hallelujah. I want to put a smile on your face. Glory to your name. That is my heart's desire, that I may love you like you love me. And not only that I may love you like you love me, but that I may love others just like you love others as well, and just like you love me. And that I may love my brothers, and I may love my sisters, and that we may merge ourselves and join forces in this awesome work that you've called for us to do as believers. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, that we may love those that don't look like us, that we may love those that don't smell like us, that we may love those that don't think like us, don't act like us, don't go the places that we go, but that we may have a spirit of compassion to see that the soul is in need of help, that the soul is crying out for help in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us to forgive one another. Give us to love one another. Give us to speak life into one another in the name of Jesus. And then, God, help us, give us a sound mind. You've given us the spirit of a sound mind. For you will keep our hearts, our minds in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you, not focused in on the bills, not focused in on the trials, not focused in on the tribulations, but keep our mind stayed on you, God, whose mind is stayed on you. You will keep us in perfect peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so it doesn't matter what the storm may bring. It doesn't matter what trials may come our way. It doesn't matter how hard things may come against us. All things work together for our good. It doesn't matter what the enemy might do, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It doesn't matter how I feel or what I think I can do, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thank you, God, because your word, it speaks light into me. Your word brings about strength in me. Your word, God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathways. Your word is what I hide in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You have given me a sound mind because my mind is stayed on you. Keep us, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, through sick and through sin. And we thank you, God, because you promised us that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forget us. You would be with us until the end of the world. Sweep over our souls. Refine us even now. Take us through the refining fire, Holy Spirit. Uproot everything that's unlike you. Perfect us in the name of Jesus. Yes, we can work towards perfection each and every day. Lord, Holy Spirit, we want you to mold us into the image of Christ so that day after day, God, we look more and more like him. We act more and more like him. We reflect more and more of him and not more and more of the world. Put flesh under subjection. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make us holy. Make us pure. Make us acceptable. I heard a song yesterday on the Christian radio station. They said that make us into a diamond. They were singing a song, make us into a diamond. And they were talking about send us through the refining fire, God, that we may become that jewel that you have destined for us to become. For you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. You know the way that we should take. You know the way that you want us to go. You know the things that you desire for us to do. So, God, we submit to your will and we submit to your refining fire. And we say again, sweep over our souls, Holy Spirit, as we kneel at the Father's feet, sweep over our souls, that we may have communion with our God, that we might have fellowship with our God, that he may come in and inhabit our praises, that he may bask in our presence, Lord, in the mighty
of Jesus. And as I drove to work, I came in a little bit late. As I drove to the church, I came in a little bit late, and your spirit was abiding with me in the car, and your spirit came into the sanctuary with me, because we believe in prayer. And I thank you, God, for these times of prayer, because they build about strength, they build about character, build about a closer walk with you. And every day that we take time, hallelujah, glory to your name, that we take time out to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, hallelujah, to come before your presence with singing every single time, that we take time to spend with you. It's a time that we grow stronger and a time that we draw nearer to thee. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you every minute, every hour, every second of the day. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. Make our vessels, oh God, vessels of honor. Oh God, not empty cisterns, God, empty vessels. But we need your spirit to rest, rule, and abide in us. We need your spirit to come to more and have his way. We need your spirit to fall afresh in us and around us and all through us and rain on us and fill our cups. We need you the more. So come to more, hallelujah, and have your way. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. I pray for our nation, a nation that's in transition, as we're moving from one president to another president. And God, the people are afraid. The people are concerned. But I'm reminded of the word of God that you said, is that you have not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear no man. We don't have to fear no party. We don't have to fear no people, because we serve an awesome and a mighty God. Help the people to look to you, for the heart of the king is in your hands. You put people in places of authority. You put them in power. You allow them to come about. And this is the time that, God, you must be telling your people, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Lord, there's pestilence in the land, God. We see it by in this political scene that we see, God. Pestilence is in the land, God. By the foolishness that's going on in the land, the young man just decided to run over people and stab people at Ohio State, God. There is pestilence in the land, God. We see it, but are the people of God paying attention, and are we praying? You said, if I shall cut off a heaven, God, it's in pestilence in the land, Lord. If my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, then you will forgive our sins, and then you will heal our land, God. You said it in your word, but we're not paying attention. Help us to pay attention, Lord, today, to see the signs of the end times. Open up our eyes that we might see. Not that you're soon to come, but that you're here even now, and you're dwelling in us, wanting to have a desire to use us for your glory, so that people might be saved, even in times that seem to be fearful, in times that appear to be perilous. But our God is a strong tower. You say, a righteous shall run into your name and find safety. We can find safety in you in every area of our lives. We can find safety in you in our relationships, in our homes, in our finances, in our health. We can find safety in you. We can invite you in to come to more and have your way, and you will show yourself mighty. You will show yourself strong. You will show yourself great, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us not to focus in on the rain. Help us not to focus in on the pestilence and the locusts that are devouring our land, but help us to keep our eyes focused in on you and keep our hearts and our minds focused in on pray. I pray for the nation. I pray for President Obama, Lord, today. I pray for the White House, salvation in the White House, salvation in their lives. Let us not be Christians in names only, but let us be believers and Christians in action. In the name of Jesus, too many have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. and we want your spirit to reign and rule and rest in us and have his way. So that when we walk, oh God, we walk with a greater anointing. When we talk with a greater anointing. Because you said we shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon us. You have given us everything that we need to be victorious, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in every walk, in every area of life. So help us to reflect you. I pray for the president, Lord, today, his family. That you cover them and keep them, Lord, today. I pray for salvation, God, in Congress. Save in the Senate. Save in the House of Representatives right now, Lord. God, you said if my people would pray. Pray, we're praying for them now. Each and every congressman, each and every senator, Lord, we pray for them. Heard someone say something the other day that was quite unique and peculiar. That believers are not supposed to be senators and in politics because that's just the area of lying and in foolishness, Lord. That pricked my heart and pricked my soul, Lord, that you've called us to pray. You didn't call us to do all this other stuff that we're doing. So we're praying for those that are in leadership now. Pray for the Congress, Lord, Senate, in the House of Representatives. We pray for the Supreme Court, Lord, salvation on the Supreme Court even now, Lord. Save, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, save in the courthouses, Lord, that the judges, oh, God, will stop passing unjust laws. Stop putting down unjust sentences, Lord, and improper sentences upon the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, save, God, in every area of the justice system. God, save, even in prisons, Lord, today. Save, God, those young men that are desperate for attention, that need to know the way. Let them not be led astray, God, by all of those different little religions and cliques that are in jail. But, God, allow, strengthen those and bless those that go into the prisons, God, on a weekly, on a monthly basis, Lord. Empower them, God, to be witnesses, oh God, to share the good news, Lord, that somebody might hear the good news of Jesus and turn their lives around, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, God, for every single prison ministry across the world, across the globe, oh God, for those, oh God, missionaries, Lord, that go into prisons to share the empower them, strengthen them, God. Give them every resource that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be effective witnesses for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, honor their sacrifice. Honor their commitment, God. Honor their faithfulness even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that souls might be saved. All souls are important to you, God, from the least to the most expensive, or to the least of the best, or whatever the level is, God. You love, you need, you desire for no one, God, to trip to perish, but you want everyone to live, not die. So bless the prison ministry, the missionaries that goes in to witness in the prisons, and those that are in our local area that are ministering in the prisons. I pray for my brother, Pastor Green. Pastor Green used to go into the prisons, and God still has that desire, and I'm sure he has that desire even in Utah now. I pray that you bless my brother today. Bless those that labor in that vineyard. It's a vineyard, God, that is often overlooked. It's a vineyard, Lord, that not everybody can go into. But I thank you for those that have been called into that ministry, and I pray that you even call even more. And I know you will, Lord, because you'll never let anything go in lack, Lord. You'll always have a ram in the bush. You'll have a ram in the bush. And so we pray for those in the prison ministry. I pray for our mayors and our county officers and all government officials everywhere, salvation in their lives, that they may know you and not know you just in name only, but they may know you intimately, Lord, and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering, to be made conformable unto you, God, unto your death, Lord, that we may know you intimately, not just those that are in high places, Lord, but those that are just seeking your face, those that are not even in any government position. The desire is that we may know you more intimately, Lord. So I pray for our nation. I pray for our nation. I pray for those in, I believe, Nashville, Eastern Tennessee, that suffered, oh God, through that tremendous fire, that three lives were lost. I pray for that city, those cities, Lord. I don't know the name, but I know that the fire burned up home after home,
oh, God, in Eastern Tennessee, God, and you know, send in the relief right now, God. Send in, oh, God, relief right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send in and reassure them, Lord, that they are there, that everything is going to be all right, that you are the God that giveth and that you're the God that taketh away, and you're that same God that giveth back again. And when you give back, Lord, you don't give it back the same, but you press it down and you shake it together and you make it to run over, God. Bless and restore, oh, God, everything that was lost. You can do it, God, because you are a God that supplies all of our needs. Send in comfort to those that lost homes and lost loved ones. Send in peace, oh, God, even now. Send in someone, oh, God, that will be stable and strong and help rebuild, oh, God, the town and the city and the things that were lost, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, Lord. Help us to call upon you even now, Lord. You're allowing things to occur so that you can get our attention. We hear you, Lord. We see you, Lord. We're paying attention, God. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're looking to you, God. We're yielding to you. We submit to your will and we submit to your way. Come to more and have your way in us now. Please, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon this nation. In the name of Jesus. I pray for police officers everywhere. God, those that are serving honorably. I pray for those that are serving dishonorably, Lord, that you would prick their hearts, cast the devil out of their minds, and save them, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that the evil that they're doing, God, is as if they're doing it unto you. You said that what we do to the least of those is as we do unto you. And when people have power and misuse their power, God, you don't sit too well. You don't like that too much. So save, Lord, today in the ranks of the police officers. Strengthen them even now. Protect them from foolishness, God, and evil on every hand. And, God, we speak peace into their lives and peace on their daily walk, their daily beats, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my leader, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas Sr. I pray you bless him and keep him and strengthen him, Lord, today, that you would undergird him and build him up where he may be weak at. I pray that you would bless him with many more years to come, that his latter days will be greater than his former days. Each and every day, he's filling your blessing and filling your anointing, God. I know he seeks your face. What an awesome and great man of God that you've placed in our lives. And so we pray that you bless him in the city, that you bless him in the fields, that you bless him when he comes and when he goes. Give us the strength to undergird him and uphold him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continue to call his name out in prayer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, to call his name out in prayer, that you remain steadfast with him, God, day in and day out, because the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power. Men ought to always pray. And if we ought to always pray, God, then we must always have access to, we will always have access to power. I pray that you endue my pastor with power for this day, oh God, to be victorious on everything that is before him today. Bless his body, heal of all manner of sickness and disease. Cover him even now with the crown of your glory. Cover him from his head to his toes, God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Anoint him and bless him and strengthen him and breathe life into him right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for his wife, Mother Thomas, his family, his ministry, St. Stephen's and New Community. God, I pray that you bless them in the name of Jesus. I pray for our superintendents, our administrative assistants, the churches in the Virginia First jurisdiction. I pray for Bishop Daniels in Virginia Second, Bishop Willis, Virginia Third, Bishop Hardy in Virginia Fourth. I pray for the state of Virginia, Lord, state of love. That's what we call ourselves. But God, help us to love like you love. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor William Cornett, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, and myself. God, I pray for each and every single ministry. Give us the vitality. Give us the foresight to take the city in the name of Jesus. Everywhere we're at, take Alexandria, take Culpeper, take Dumfries, take Manassas, take Woodbridge, take, oh God, Fredericksburg, God, take this, take Stafford, God, give us the vitality, the foresight, the necessary tools, God, to take the city by storm. I thank you for our praise pantry here at Praise Center. Oh, God, it allows us to take the city in a way that we have not been able to do. Thank you for blessing us. I pray for all of the brotherhood that they would have a capability to reach the people, not just to reach them spiritually, but to reach their, meet their physical needs as well. I pray that you send in the harvest, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send in laborers, oh God, that will help them to reap this harvest, God. Yes, I know they have laborers there, God, but there's still much room to fill in the churches, Lord. Everywhere we go, God, there's still space here. Oh God, we know, God, that you're saving these seats for somebody specific, somebody that you have that destined for these seats, God. I pray that you will send in more laborers to help reap the harvest that you have each and every single ministry. I pray for every first lady that you bless them to undergird their husbands, to strengthen them and pray for them, stand by their side, to help them in ministry. Thank you for an awesome wife. I'm the wife. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I thank you for an awesome wife that helps me in ministry in every fashion. She don't like to preach, Lord, but I, every other thing that I ask her, God, she does. And I thank you for a wife that works in ministry. I thank you for the witness of Mother Winbush, Lord, from Louisiana, as she addressed the General Assembly a month or so ago. She said, when my husband was called to the ministry, I understood that I need to get myself prepared to do the work of the Lord. She said she didn't complain. She didn't fight him. She didn't do anything but prepare herself to do the work of the Lord. I thank you for a wife that does the same thing. She does not fight me in ministry, Lord, but she constantly keeps me up before you in prayer. She fills in where I need her to fill in, God. She is a valuable part of the ministry, and I thank you. She's not a hindrance. She's not someone that's fighting the ministry, Lord, but she is effective in everything that she do, that she does, God, so that you may get the glory out of what we are doing and what we've been called to do. I thank you for a helpmeet that is there and helping me. And so I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for the sheep that you've begotten to me. I pray that you bless them and keep them and strengthen them everywhere they are. Pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Lord Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Pray for Day Day. Bless them today. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. I pray for Connie Coulter and Eric Coulter and little Jalen and Yasmina, Christopher, Zachariah. I pray for all of those that you blessed us to join here at Praise Center. I pray for Sister Dews, who partners with us in our coffee breaks. Pray that you bless her and keep her daughters. Oh, God, bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of God, chaos that is attempting to run amok in the home. Give her the words that she needs to say, God. Give her the strength that she needs to stand, God. Oh, God, to speak life and to train her children up in the way that they should go. Bind that spirit of deception. Bind that spirit of disobedience. Bind that spirit, oh, God, of foolishness that is rising up. Help, God, restore the things that you have taught them, that have been taught in, I mean, breathed into them. You said when they get older, they won't depart from the words that we placed in them, we put on it into them. So God, help us, Lord, to write your commandments on the eyelids of our children. Help us to put it on their hands that they may know the word, that even as they grow older and they depart and they do their own thing, God, that your word will convict them because we have not hidden it from them, but we have given it to them so that they will see it day after day, that we don't allow them to compromise on being holy, that we don't compromise on allowing and teaching them what's right and what's wrong. Help us to stand upon your word. I pray for Sister Dews and her daughters. I pray for Carl Christopher, one of those that partner with us. Bless him, God, even now. God, he has an offering that comes to us on a recurring basis every single month, consistently, God. It's in that recurring system. So he's already allocated those funds to bless this ministry every single month, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for putting us in the hearts of people to be a blessing to us, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I put out the petition for Giving Tuesday, and I didn't see anyone, God, to bless us, Lord, but I'm not fretful. I'm not doubtful, God, because I know that you put that on my heart to send it out when I sent it out, and so I pray, God, that you will prick the hearts even now. It's not too late, God, for people to sow into this great ministry, and so I want you to put our ministry on the hearts of people, God, that information has reached, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be a blessing to us. Oh, God, that we may continue to do the work that you've called for us to do. God, there's more people that you need for us to reach. There's more souls, God, that we need to reach, Lord. Oh, God, there's more children, God, that need this computer lab, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's more people that need to know that there's a church that is filled with holiness, that is a holy, sanctified church in Dumfries. God, there's more people that need to know about us. So bless our outreach endeavors, both financial and both spiritual. Bless everything that we put our hands to do. Thank you for those that sow into us. Pray for Lisa Law. Touch her even now, God. Save today. Save in her family, son Justin. Save today, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow sin to abide and hang out, Lord, but convict even now, Lord. Convict even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family. I pray for Antoine Powell and Joyce Willis and Darius Atkins, Lord, and Stephen Law. Members that work with me, God, on activities for our national church. I pray for Angela Clinton and Charles Henderson, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Other co-workers in the vineyard, God, in the Church of God in Christ. I pray for us, God, that you would keep our minds and our hearts focusing on you. I pray that you release, oh, God, the blessing that you have for us. I pray that you release it, Lord. Send in our rewards, God, for our labor. Our labor is not in vain. Help us to not be weary in well-doing. Our reaping, our due season is coming. Send our harvest, God, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bless everything that we put our hands to do. Anoint the work that I'm doing now. Give me the strength, God, that I need to accomplish the tasks that are set before me. I pray for your strength for your people. I pray for your blessings to overflow and overtake us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless us in the city. Bless us in the fields. Bless us when we come. Bless us when we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint our hands. Anoint everything that we put our hands to do. That it may be done for your glory. That it may be done for your honor. Sweep over our souls, Holy Spirit. Make us one with you. Make us one, united together. That we may do the work of the Lord. While it is yet day, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time of renewal and strength. We pray, oh God, that you've heard our petitions. Confidence knowing that you did hear our petitions. And since we know that you have heard our petitions, we know that you will answer our requests. Bless us today. Keep us today all day long. And we'll declare your name high. We'll lift you up, God, where you belong. And we'll magnify your name all the day long. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.